I was very touched by a verse that Mark Tan's brother shared with me. It's in John chapter 11 verse 4, and it says, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it."
让我们跟你分享 Mark 弟兄向我们分享的这一段经文，在约翰福音十一章十一节。
不用帮你翻译。Many of you already know that Mark's mom was diagnosed as a stomach cancer that is on the fourth stage.
我们很多人都知道 Mark 弟兄的母亲被诊断患有癌症，是第四阶段。
But even in her situation at this time that she was witnessing to those doctors and nurses and the Muslim friends around her and his dad,
即使在这样的情况下，他还一直坚持向周围的医生、护士还有 家庭成员们宣传耶和华的恩赐。
And in my prayers, and I believe in many of yours prayers, that our hearts were grieved, and yet they encouraged us not to.
像你们很多人一样，我知道我们的心里会悲伤，但是我们在神的得胜中，我们会得到力量。
And the reason that they encouraged us not to is just because of that sure assurance that was in her, that salvation, that faith that was known, and that salvation that was assured.
这个力量是来自我们知道我们有得胜得救的把握。
But I still believe that we need to, even at this time, pray for a miracle healing upon her. And if you would allow, let's bow our heads and pray especially for her.
而且我们相信这个有奇迹的医治的效果会发生，让我们一起祷告。
Holy Father, I come before you today, especially, Lord, in front of your throne, Lord.
亲爱的天父，我来到你面前，拜倒在你的冠冕之下。
Lord, I'm so unworthy to stand in front of you.
神啊，我们没有资格来到你面前。
But you make me holy through my faith and our faith in you.
但是你通过我们的信实，通过我们对你的信，对你的信，让我们得以圣洁。
Lord, we especially pray for Mark's mom, Violet Tan, at this time, for your healing to be upon her.
天父，我们特别为 Mark 的母亲Violet Tan 祷告。
By the authority of your name, the name of your son Jesus Christ, O Lord, that you will heal her even right now at this moment.
通过你的儿子得胜的名，你会给他得医治，就在此时此刻。
Lord, that you may use her and extend her life, and that make her available to witness and testify to many that are around her.
天父，你将会继续使用她，让她为你的荣耀加力。
I pray that you will bless her and her families and even Mark and Lily's tongues right here.
天父，我们还为 Mark 全家祷告。
The Lord, you will bless them with your comfort and your peace.
天父, you will, 天父你会给他们平安。
Make this a day that is a blessed day for us and for them.
让这一天成为赐福的一天。
I give you thanks and praises in Jesus' name.
我们给你赞美。
Amen.
Amen.
The scripture today is kind of short, so I would encourage that you all open to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10.
今天的章节是很简短的，所以你们如果能够打开圣经马拉基书。
It's the last book of the Old Testament, in case you don't know, and so it's very easy to find.
这是旧约的最后一本书。
Testament, the Old Testament.
所以说应该很容易找到，第三章第十节。
When you find it, would you stand, please, and in honor in reading God's words?
请你们站起来，一起读。
And it says.Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so many blessings that you will not have room enough for it.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
May God bless the reading of His words. Be seated, please.
神祝福我们读经。
God's blessings are bountiful because it's in the weight of the presence of Himself in our lives, such as the case when we pray for healing.
耶和华的祝福满满，就像我们可以在他面前毫无惧怕的祷告，医治得医治。
His blessings also reveal in the way of provision for our daily lives.
他的祝福也表现在他为我们每天的供应。
And in reading this well-quoted verse, you all know what I'm about to preach today, and that's giving and tithe.
大家都知道我选择这一章来这一经节来读，是因为我今天要讲十一奉献。
Of course, one of the reasons I chose this topic is for the upcoming approval of the process of annual church budget.
其中一个原因我要讲这个，是因为我们教会马上要做下年的预算。
And in the past, I just happened to notice that each time when the preacher preached about tithing, that week's giving is the lowest.
我就注意到每一次当牧师讲到奉献的时候，那一个星期的奉献一定会是最少。
Maybe I should say one of the lowest, but I noticed that the bulletin last week was kind of really low, so I guess today we'll make it even lower.
没准那不是最少，但是也是很少。但是我注意到上一次的那个上一周的奉献就很少，没准这个星期可能会更少。
But we need to teach the truth of giving with more boldness and with more frequency.
但是我们还是应该更大胆和更经常的提到奉献。
We should not avoid the topic or even to water down his teaching on tithing, that is, it's a very important part of the Christian growth.
因为它是非常重要，对于我们每个基督徒成长的一部分。
Sadly, many teachers don't exercise the aspect of faith themselves, and it makes it very difficult for them to teach.
不幸的是呢，很多主日学老师自己都没有很大的信实在这一方面上，所以很不容易讲这个。
As it was often said, that discipleship is caught and not taught.
所以应该是说，教育是重在以身作则，不凭空谈。
Let me show you and kind of tell you the meaning of being caught rather than being taught, because there are many things that you may do as Christians and that you can teach and show the people how to do it.It's how you do it and people seeing how you do it that they got caught in, oh, that's what it is all about.
让我给你举一个例子来讲，教育是重在以身作则而不是空谈。
And to do that, I have to take a brand new approach, and that's why you see in your bulletin insert a club's warehouse, the Sam's Store Club Warehouse.
今天我要用一个新的方法来讲，所以你们会在你们的家业里面看到有一个笔记是用一个百货店 Sam's Club.
And you may not see it very clearly because it makes a very important part in there. It says it's a big deal. It's a big deal to be a Sam's Club member.
但是这上面没有打印出来呢，其实是很大的一回事儿，来成为一个 Sam's Club 的成员。
But Louis did a great job. No meaning of.Saying this, but it's my logo is not very clear by itself in black and white.
Yeah,
I apologize for that.
就在这个 Sam's 的这个章上写的不是很清，印的不太清楚而已。
Anyway, I'm going to take you shopping today, and many of you will be very happy when you hear that.
但是我今天要带你们去购物，所以大概大家都很高兴。
I couldn't believe that I'm going to do this because I'm the least person when it comes to the pleasure of going to shop.
我不敢相信我今天要做这件事，因为我是最不愿意买东西的。
My wife knows that. She enjoys shopping everywhere and anytime, but I don't.
她太太是最喜欢 shopping 在所有地方。
But for sure, if I talk about this subject, I'm going to keep the ladies' attention span very long today.
但我知道如果我要讲这个的话，那所有女士的话都会有很长的时间那个注意在我。
But you gentlemen, I'm going to go to the electronic departments and the...
但对在座的先生们，我也会上这个电器店和书店去。
Anyway, but before you go to shop anywhere, you need to carry your checkbook with you.
在我们出去买东西之前，要拿我们的支票本。
And to talk about a checkbook, I have to share with you a story that just the week or two before I got the job, I listened to one of these preachers that preached in one of the ORU chapel services.
说起支票本来，我倒想到，在我收到我第一份工作之前的一个星期，我在Oral Roberts 大学里面听到了关于十一奉献的第一次讲道。
And he talked about tithing, and he talked about one of the very good way for you to exercise tithing is to set up a separate tithe account.
那个布道中他讲到了十一奉献，而且他说到了一个最好的方法做十一奉献，就是设立一个分别的账户。
And so I talked to my wife later on, and I was thinking in my mind that if I really get the job, I'm probably going to set up one because at that time I was still going to school.
所以那时候我就跟我太太讲说，如果我拿到了一份工作的话，我一定要，我们就要分别设一个账户。
And so I did find the job, and I did set up the tithe account from then on, and I named it tithe account.
后来我就真的找到了一份工作，然后还就真的设立了这样的一个分别的账户，管那个账户起名为十一奉献。
I do have another checking account that I name it the warehouse of God's blessing.
另外一个账户我起它名为耶和华祝福满满。
And the reason being that is that is where we pay for the house, where we pay for the car, where we pay for the insurance and taxes and everything that were really blessings from God.
我们用这个账户的钱呢来付房子的贷款、车的贷款，还有我们的衣食住行。
But the preacher says that it's good to do that because if you do an automatic 10% transfer, then you will for sure meet the minimum. We are talking about minimum only. Okay, cover the basics.
但是那个布道的人讲说，如果你不这样设一个分别的账户的话，那么你一定会在一直转账的过程中你漏掉一些。
That's the way for you to ensure that you have an investment so you can withdraw a return.
所以说，如果你设立这样的一个账户，你可以保证会有这样的一个奉献。
And so that return is God's many, many blessings in your life.
这样能够做到一个耶和华会用他的祝福作为回报。
Anyway, now you have your checking account, you take your checkbook, and we're ready to go shop.
现在呢，你有了你自己的支票本，我们一起去 shop 去买东西。
But where we are going to go to shop?
我们去哪儿呢？
We are going to the Sam's Club today. It's not the department store or the Woolen Hills Mall.
我们要去 Sam's Club, 这是一个很大的很大的百货店。
But what does the Sam's Club and the church have in common?
The Sam's Club 和我们的教会有什么共同点呢？
I just want to mention two. One is that they both have membership.
他们都需要有会员入会。
And that they both provide for your daily needs.
而且他们都提供你每日的需要。
So if you would imagine, because we can't go there by ourselves, but just imagine that this is a storehouse where you can order online.
我们现在不能去，但是我们可以想象，它就像是一个商店，我们可以在网上购买。
But you can actually physically go there for sure, and the Sam's Club is full of stuff from A to Z.
而且像 Sam's Club 呢，我们是实际上可以进到那个商店里去，它有所有的东西从 A 到 Z.
So let's go from A. A stands for assurance of faith.
我们来说 A. A 代表是公义的果效。
Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17 says, And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of an upright rule will be to take away fear forever.
以赛亚书32章17节说，公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。
B is a blessing of God. Proverbs 10:22, The blessings of the Lord gives wealth, and hard works make it no greater.
B是耶和华所赐的福，箴言十章二十二节讲到，耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
C stands for contentment. Psalm 37:16 says, The little which the good man has is better than the wealth of evildoers.
C 代表是知足。诗篇三十七章十六节讲到，一个义人所有的虽少，强过许多恶人的富裕。
D stands for delight. Psalm 94:19 says, Among all my troubled thoughts, your comforts are in the delight of my soul.
D 代表欢乐，诗篇中讲到，我心里多忧多疑，你安慰我，你就使我欢乐。
E is election. John 15:16 says, You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
意代表拣选，约翰福音十五章十六节讲到，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
F stands for forgiveness. 1 John 1:19. If we confess our sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
F 代表赦免。约翰一书一章九节讲到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，并要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
G stands for grace, Ephesians 2:7, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ.
G 代表恩典，以弗所书二章七节讲到，要将他极丰富的恩典，就在他耶稣基督里向我们所施的恩赐显明给后来的世代看。
H stands for hope. 1 Peter 1:21. Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorify him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
H 代表盼望。彼得前书一章二十一节讲到，你们也因着信，信叫那从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
I stands for inspired scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
I 代表神所默示的圣经。提摩太后书三章十六节讲到，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
J stands for joy. Psalm 16:11. You have made known to me in the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
J 代表喜乐。诗篇十六章十一节讲到，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Now you kind of have the idea that I'm going down the letters, and now you're only at J. How much longer is it going to take?
所以你知道我现在是按着字母顺序一个一个。我刚刚讲到 J， 还要花多少时间才能讲？
You will be kind of like me when I'm shopping with my wife. I will find a seat and sit down. You go.
你会像是我跟我太太去买东西的话，我自己找的一个地方坐下来，让她自己一个人去。
But I tell you, there is a special purpose. Let's continue. K stands for kindness, and in Psalm 63:3.Because your love, kindness, is better than life, my lips will glorify you.
K 代表慈爱，诗篇六十三章三节讲到，因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
L stands for love, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish.But have eternal life.
L 代表爱。约翰福音三章十六节讲到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
M stands for mercy. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
M 代表怜悯。耶利米哀歌三章二十二节讲到，我们不至灭消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
N stands for never ending presence. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
N 代表主永不丢下你。希伯来书十三章五节讲到，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
O stands for oil of joy is Isaiah 61:3. To give them a fair headdress in place of dust, the oil of joy in place of the clothing of griefPraise in place of sorrow, so that they may be named trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and so that he may have glory.
O 代表喜乐油。以赛亚书六十一章三节讲到，赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
P stands for peace.John 14:27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
P 代表平安。约翰福音十四章二十七节讲到：我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Have you clicked enough verses and put enough stuff in your shopping cart yet? You know what I'm heading at?
你是不是已经剪辑了 一大堆的诗章经节，然后放在你的购物车里面？
I was wanting to put this seasonal tie today on because it's already Christmas, but my wife said, it's too early, it's not your Christmas.
我想要讲的这个十一奉献的主题，因为我太太讲到说现在是圣诞节。
I tell you, now it's already too late. The Christmas promotion already started a month ahead.
但是我要告诉他你们讲说现在已经挺晚的了，因为因为圣诞节的降价已经早都开始。
But let's continue. Q stands for quietness.
那我们继续。
Isaiah 30:15 says, For the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, said, In quiet and rest is your salvation. Peace and hope are your strength. But you would not have it so.
Q 代表平静安稳。以赛亚书三十章十五节讲到主以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
R stands for rest. Matthew 11:28-30. Yoke, come to me. Yoke is what we are talking about. But come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy.And my burden is light.
R 代表安息。马太福音中讲到，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
S stands for strength. Isaiah 12:2. See, God is my salvation. I will have faith in the Lord without fear. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation.
S 代表力量。以赛亚书十二章二节，看哪，神是我的拯救，我要依靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。
T stands for truth. Psalm 91:4. He will cover you with his feathers.Meaning the truth, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
T 代表诚实，诗篇九十一章四节，他必用自己的羽毛遮盖你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
U is for understanding. Psalm 147:5. Great is you, our Lord, and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit.
U 是代表诗篇，我们的主伟大，最有能力，他的智慧无法测度。
Victory is for V. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
V 代表得胜。哥林多前书十五章五十七节讲到，感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
W stands for water. John 4:10. Jesus answered the Samaritan woman, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is."That ask you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
W 代表活水。耶稣回答道：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必求他，他也必早给了你活水。
”X stands for X stands for excellent loving kindness.Psalm 37:7, Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
X 代表耐性等候。诗篇三十七章七节讲到，你当默然倚靠耶和华，耐性等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。
That's quite a few. Now it's 23 on the way. Three more to go. I tell you, when you go shopping, you don't just shop for yourself. The ladies will buy for their sons and daughters, grandpa and grandma, moms and dads, and the shopping cart just keep piling up.
现在已经讲到23个，还有那么几个。但是想到我们在座的女士买购物的时候，都是要比想要的买的多。
Just two more, and I will get to my point. Y stands for youth renew in Psalm 103:5. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?
Y 代表返老还童，诗篇103:5讲到，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
And what does Z stand for?
Z 代表
Lead, he never sleeps.
代表他从来不会安息。
In Psalm 127:2, it says, In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
诗篇127:2讲到，你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌所得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
You think it's easy to just go back and you sleep, but some people don't sleep very well.
你觉得就是回家去睡觉是件容易的事，但是有人睡不好。
Why do I have to walk through down these 26 letters and bring up all these different characters and which actually meaning each one of them accounts for one kind of blessings that God given us?
我今天为什么要讲到这个？从字母顺序 A 到 Z， 是因为每一个东西代表神所赐你可以赐给你的祝福。
St. Francis de Assisi says at one time that and this is not his exact quote, but I remember that preach and only if necessary preach with a few words.
我曾经记得一个人讲过说如果你去讲到用最少的话来讲。
If I can choose to preach without saying one word, I would rather do that.
如果我能够一句话都不讲来讲道的话，那我宁肯这样做。
And when we preach, what do we preach?
当我讲道的时候，我应该讲一些什么？
The easiest way to preach is probably just to read the Bible because every word of it is true. Then we could just read it and go down the road.
讲道最简单的办法没准就是说从读一读圣经，因为这里面是真理。
The more difficult.Way to preach is indeed to spend a lot of time looking into the Bible, finding out the words that the church, the body of Christ needs.
更难一点的方法就是说，做一些研究来寻找这样的真理，是我们教会所需要的。
It is important that we preach the word of God and only the word of God.
我们宣扬主的道理，而且只是主的道理，这是非常重要的。
But the more verses that I have to refer in my sermon, the less time it requires for me to prepare.
我要用到最多的引用圣经里的话，那么我所花的时间就会越少。
Because that means if you have fewer verses in your sermon, you have to fill in with more words to fill out that hour, and those words you want to make sure is from God.
是因为如果我要用很少的圣经的经节，但是我就要用很多自己想到的其他的话，但是我还要必须要保证这些话是从神而来。
There are a lot of things that I wanted to say, yet I know that I can't because they are not from God.
有很多话我是很想要说出来，但是我不能说，是因为他们不是从神而来。
But thanks be to God, Lord, for His free and unmerited blessings to us, for all those many many blessings that we have just gone through.
但是感谢神，他的祝福永远是满满。
Someday when you are tired of the shocking madness and the secular materialism that surrounds you, spending a lot of time going shopping, I want to encourage you to take a few minutes to fill up your spiritual cart with the God's blessing that are free and that are eternal and that are there for you.
当有一天当你对这样疯狂购物和这样的一个物质世界感到厌烦的时候，我要鼓励你回到神的话中去，因为他们是永恒的，而且是免费的，而且是为你准备的。
Well, I know that some of you ladies have not felt like shopping enough yet, so you may want to hang around, so
我们知道很多人没准还没觉得还没有买东西还没有买够。
Let me take a look, just real close look at the kind of water that we are getting. Remember I said it's the living water.
现在看一看我们的饮用水，圣经上讲到活水。
Jesus told the Samaritan woman that the drink that he was offering to her was a living water.
耶稣曾对撒玛利亚的妇人说，他所赐的水是活水。
That's much better than the distilled water or the mineral water, wouldn't it?
这比我们在店里中可以在商店里可以买到的过滤水和矿泉水要好得多。
But of course, the Sam's Club won't carry that brand of water because there won't be any repeated customers.
但是商店里当然不会卖这种活水，因为他们不会再有顾客。
But if we look at the bread that we are getting, it's the bread of life.
让我们来看我们生命的粮。
In John 6:48, it says, "I am the bread of life." And in Deuteronomy 8:3, it says, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord."
生命记中讲到，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Isn't that bread of love is more wonderful than the Wonder brand of bread?
是不是这个神的生命之粮比这个生命之牌这个牌子的面包更好？
Okay, it's about time. We need to go check out.
现在我们该要结账。
I wonder if you have noticed that the very good slogan of the Sam's Club membership, when you check out of their lines and you see on their big slogan, it says, "Out of this door are the finest members of the world."
我不知道你注意到没有，在 Sam's Club 这家店里面写着说从这个门里走出去的是世界上最好的会员。
And I wonder to myself, can we proudly say that out of this church door will go the TIBC members, the light and salt, the ambassadors of Christ, the finest members of the world?
我就回去自问说，是不是出了我们这个教会的门的人是世界上最好的会员，最好的基督徒？
We have not counted our blessings enough, even though the Thanksgiving season is just over.
我们没有数算到我们全部所得到的恩典。
The many, many blessings in our lives does not just take us one day in the year to give thanks to the Lord.
我们这样多的祝福，即使是一年来感恩，也感谢不完。
The thanksgiving is to be exercised on a daily basis, thanking God for His love, for His mercy that is new every morning.
感恩节只是一个样式，要让我们知道，我们每天要献上感恩，因为他的感恩每日都是新的。
What does all of this have to do with giving and money?
但是这跟奉献和钱有什么关系？
Stewardship, the word is often one of the more hated words in the Christian circle, if you will.
招待员是别人最不愿意听到提起的名字。
管家。Yeah, I love the translation in Chinese better because stewardship in Chinese meaning more of like someone who is taking care of the property for the owner.
我喜欢中文的翻译，因为它是表示管家，是管神钱的人。
The stewardship in English meaning probably a little bit more about fundraising activities, how you can encourage people to give more, and then of course it has also the meaning of being someone that is taking care of things for the owner.
在中文里边，我们知道这个词意味着说是，寄居钱财，然后为主人做事。
But here's the key: if we truly remember that all of these blessings we have received come from God, then all that we have is His.
如果我们真正意识到我们所有的祝福都是来自神的话，那我们知道我们所拥有的一切都是他的。
And the purpose of God allowing us to keep this blessing is to allow us and help us to become a better steward.
神让我们管理我们所拥有的这一切，是因为神想要我们成为更好的管家。
Someone that enjoy all these blessings, but that are not the owners of those blessings.
我们是要享受我们所拥有的这些东西，但是我们并不是这些我们有的东西的主人。
It's a very, very important concept that I try to bring to each of you: that house that you own, the car that you have, the job that you have, the very being of yourself belong to God.
这是我想要带给你们的一个很重要的观念：你们的房子、车还有工作，看起来都是你们的，但实际上每一件事，包括我们自己，都是神的。
You may say, "Oh yeah, it's okay. I can agree to that." But do you really exercise that belief that everything that you have is truly from God?
你没准会说，你是同意这样说的，但是你是不是真正在日常的行为上表现出？你的所拥有的一切都是神的。
And that's why I want to come down to then now how to become the finest member in the world.
所以我现在要想提出如何成为最好的成员。
It's interesting. The first thing that I'm going to say is we need to give in your bulletin outline right side to the Sam's Clubs. You can take some notes such as the number one being give. And why do we even give?
第一件事我想要让你们记下来的就是说要施给为什么我们要施给
You know, God in all his own sufficiency has anything that he needs Does God need our money?
因为你知道神是自足的神有他想需要的一切他并不需要钱
It's interesting if you look at the word for breath and the spirit in the New Testament it's basically the same word in Greek
很有兴趣很有意思如果我们看在新约里面讲到生命和灵魂是相用的同一个词
You medical doctors may know the term and it's the Latin word says pneuma it means both breath and the spirit
你们在座的医生可能会知道这个词表示着精神和呼吸
What this is saying is that giving need to be acondition of lordship that requires exercise on a continual basis every second of your life.
这个所需要我们做的就是我们要一直的奉献和施给成为我们生命的一部分。
I like the Chinese, like I said just now, that the people label that stewardship, the word that entails how you are going to, get the money to the church. But indeed, thatGiving that offering of finance is not to meet the need of a church.
这个中文词管理员这个词是意味着说你去管理神的钱财。
The reason for that giving is to meet your own needs to exercise the breathing on every second of your life.
但是它的真实含义是说不是要你去管钱财而是要让你练习练习得神的喜爱。
The stewardship is simply this. God is the owner and he owns everything.
道理就是这样的简单。神是拥有这一切而且他拥有所有的东西。
We are the middle management and that we will make a poor managers and we will make a poor stewards if we were going to act as if what we have truly belongs to us.
神是这样的神是拥有者我们是中层的管理者
Let me repeat that God is the owner and he is the owner of all blessings that we received and if we are the middle managers we ought to take care of this property that God given us
让我再重新讲一遍神是管理者我们每个人都是神是拥有者我们每个人都是管理者让我们每天能够管理好他的钱财而且应用到我们的生活上
And we will make ourselves poor managers and poor stewards if we were going to act as if what we have belonged to us and not truly belonging to God
如果我们表现的好像是我们所有的是我们自己的而不是神的那我们就会成为一个很糟糕的管理者
Okay, the second point that I'm going to say is to whom should we give?
第二点我要讲的是我们应该给谁?
We should give to the one that teaches you on how you keep growing in your faith and which typically is the local church.
我们应该给的是教导和培养你信心的地方这通常就是讲到自己的教会。
And so the tithe and offerings are often referred to in a technical Southern Baptist term congregational finance.
所以这在南美浸信会中是用到会众财政这个词。
The other kind of giving, some you know give for the special offerings and to the parachurches organizations, and they are called the benevolence in the Southern Baptist term.
还有另外一种奉献呢，是叫做慈善捐献。
Then the third point is how are we to give?
第三点是给多少。
You know, I just mentioned that tithing is just the minimum that God required that we give.
我刚刚提到十一奉献只是最基本的神要我们做到的。
Any offerings beyond that tithe is true act of worship.
如果超出的这部分呢，更是我们真心的敬拜。
But giving oneself to God, like the 2 Corinthians 5:8-5 says, that makes our tithe and the offering both joyful to us and acceptable to God.
我们要乐意地奉献。
The money itself is not anything evil or dirty.
钱本身并不是脏或者坏的。
It's the love of that money that keeps us away from walking with Christ and loving Christ with all our heart.
是对钱的爱让我们和神的爱分开。
One's giving should not be gauged by a particular need in the church budget. Say if our church needs $200,000, then we ought to give to meet that need.
我们的奉献并不是出于教会预算的需要。
Giving is all about obedience and our relationship with God.
奉献是因出于顺奉顺从神。
It is completely measurable how God has prospered that individual, not financially again, is prospering that individual financially, spiritually.
神会给我们加倍的祝福在各个方面。
You know, how much does the church need has nothing to do with how much you ought to give. That's what I'm saying.
你要给多少跟这个教会需要多少钱是没有关系的。
I just want to mention a very important bottom line, and that is this.
我想提到一个最基本的一点。
I already said it, but everything that we have belongs to God.
我已经说过，我们所有的一切都是属于神的。
He created the world and he owns it.
他建立了这个宇宙世界，而且他拥有这一切。
The world is his to do with what he will.
这全世界都是他的，而且他想要怎样做就会怎样做。
You know, we are simply given the responsibility to be the middle management of the property that he has entrusted us.
我们只是尽我们自己中层管理的职责。
Stewardship is all about God's rightful ownership and our proper management of what we have.
管理神的钱财是关于做神的终极管理。
That is why stewardship is the second greatest theme in the Bible, just below salvation.
这就是为什么在圣经中，做神的管家是第二件，是圣经里讲到的第二件事，仅次于救恩。
That's almost unbelievable to believe.
简直是很难以相信这一点。
But it is very, very important because God wants us to test Him.
但这是非常重要的一点，是因为神想要以。
My invitation to you is this.
我们对你的呼召是。
In your daily lives, have you encountered situations and times when you really, truly do not believe that what you have is from God?
在你的生命中，你有没有想到说，你所拥有的一切是你自己的，而不是神的
？Have you always thought that you have fought for it, you have worked for it, you have got it out of your own efforts？
你有没有想到这是你自己努力奋斗得来的
？Or do you truly believe that God is the one that is the source of blessings？
还是你真正相信你祝福的源泉是神？
That's why I asked Queenie and Ivy to sing this special song for you because not only just the title, but it's the meaning of the song.
所以我们今天早晨唱了《耶和华祝福满满》这首歌。
That those blessings we have that we enjoy on a daily basis are truly come from Jehovah.
我们日常所享用的一切都是从我耶和华而来。
With that recognition, giving and offering are not difficult at all.
如果你认识到这一点，那么奉献一点都不难。
So as we stand and sing the invitation song, I do want to invite you all to think about the many blessings that God has given you.
让我们站起来，当我们唱歌的时候，我们好好想一想神赐给我们的一切祝福。
And what will be your response to His blessings?
And 我们对他祝福的回应应该是什么样？
It can come from many different ways, and I don't know how God laid in your heart.
我不知道神是怎样领导你的心，他可以从很多方面来表示。
Maybe it's a time for you to realize that God truly has blessed me with many, and even with this church.
没准现在正是一个时间来想到，神真的是大大的祝福了你全家和我们这一个教会。
And that there is a time for you to think. How can I be a part of this family of God and be more discipled in the way that God wanted me to be?
这是一个时间来想一想，我们怎样才能做神的使徒？
And that will lead you to the decision of wanting to become a member of this church.
那么没准你会想要决定说成为这个教会的成员。
But the most important invitation that I have for you is that recognition of God's ownership. Have you already got that point?
但是我对你更重要的呼召是神的主权，你有没有意识到这一点？